WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Humans survive on this planet because we have an atmosphere. Our atmosphere is the thin layer of air surrounding the planet. While we take that air for granted, it actually has weight and we can measure it. We use a barometer to measure the weight of the air or the air pressure. Every weather observation made includes a report on the air pressure. Air pressure is a function of how much air is pressing over an area. Air pressure changes rapidly with a change in altitude. Because of this, pressure reported in weather observations are usually adjusted to sea level. With all observations adjusted to sea level, the air pressure can be compared between two places that even have different altitudes. Now, maps that show pressure adjusted to sea level are called isobaric maps. Isobars connect points of equal pressure. The English units of air pressure are inches of mercury. The metric version is millibars. Now, some interesting benchmarks for you to consider about pressure. 1,086 millibars is the highest ever recorded. 1,030 millibars is a strong high pressure system. 1,013 millibars is considered about average sea level pressure. 1,000 millibars is typical low pressure system. 980 millibars is a Category 1 hurricane or a very intense mid-latitude cyclone. 950 millibars is a Category 3 hurricane. And the lowest pressure ever recorded, outside of tornadoes, of course, is 870 millibars. The change in air pressure over time has important forecasting implications. But that is definitely a topic for another episode of WeatherBrains 101.